Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Hi, Jim McGovern. I guess the first thing I want to ask you about is A Night in a Homeless Shelter. You recently did that.
Right.
What did you see?
Well, this was a home shelter for families. And the reason why I did it is because, you know, walking into a shelter or even into a, you know, food pantry and just talking to people, you know, for, you know, right off the bat, it takes a while for people to kind of trust you enough to tell you what they really think. But I learned an awful lot. In this shelter that I was in, all the adults actually worked. They worked at minimum wage jobs. Some of them worked at honey farms. Some of them worked at low-wage jobs in nursing homes. All these jobs required them to take, you know, public transportation to get to and from. They had kids, and, you know, they were interested in trying to keep their kids in the same schools, not moving from school to school to school. And but, you know, they were in this situation where they earned just enough so that their benefits were either eliminated or cut. They didn't qualify for the state-funded shelter program, but they didn't earn enough to be able to afford rent in Worcester. This is where the shelter was. And so they hit this kind of cliff where, you know, they were in Nowheresville. And, you know, their question to me was, boy, we're working, you know, we're working full time and yet we're still stuck in poverty, and we're in many respects worse than we were if we didn't have a job, you know. How do we get out of this? And that's kind of the challenge we have. I mean, you know, we're in Washington. We debated food stamps, so we debated in isolation. You know, we'll debate WIC in isolation. We'll debate, you know, child care issues in isolation. But what's missing is kind of this holistic approach to how do you end poverty? How do you provide not just benefits for people who are just have absolutely nothing, but how do you, you know, help turn those benefits into ladders of opportunity so that people can actually get on their feet and thrive? The fact of the matter is those people who are working deserve a little help, a little extra help to make sure they can put food on the table and to help them be able to get into an affordable housing situation. You know, and hopefully as time goes on, their job situation will get better. They won't need it as much. But we're not, you know, this system we have is too fragmented. And we get so hung up in defending, you know, one program at a time that we've kind of lost sight of the bigger picture. You know, we've got 49 million Americans who are hungry. 17 million are kids. This is the richest country in the history of the world. We should be ashamed. I mean, it's just awful. I can't, you know. And yet, it is not. There's no sense of urgency here to solve that problem. And we're trying to get the White House to do a White House conference on food and nutrition to basically look at this issue more holistically. How do you solve this problem? And I think that's where our discussion needs to be. You know, how do you solve these problems? Republicans have been very successful in just focusing everything exclusively on the debt and the deficit. You know, and so we all think in real small terms here. You know, they tell you can't do anything. All you can do is cut. And so we think, in, you know, you move a stop sign from one side of the road to the other, it's a big deal in Washington. You know, we've lost our ability to think big. You know, there was a time when we had a war on poverty. There was a time when we had a Civil Rights Act, then a Voting Rights Act, and we had Medicare and Medicaid, and we had environmental legislation that, you know, made the air we breathe cleaner. We need to get back to that. We have big problems that require some pretty big solutions, and if we solve them, that will not only take care of that problem, but it will also help reduce the deficit and the debt.
Now, the approval rating for the House of Representatives is about 11% right now. The president is at 41%, which is an all-time low, or 41%. And I take it that in raising these issues, which have not been met full on as you think they should be, that, you know, it just brings more shame onto the House. Is that right?
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, I think we should be ashamed of the fact that we're not dealing with poverty and we're not really dealing with income inequality, and certainly we're not dealing with the issue of hunger. But the reason why I think these issues are important to bring up and why I wish the president would bring them up more is because I think it's what people are hungry to hear. I mean, I think there are a lot of people out there who have a low opinion of Congress is because we're not doing anything.
Yep.
You know, I mean, sure. We're just sitting here fighting with each other. We're not doing anything. I think people want to believe again in something. They want to know that they're electing people, you know, whether it's at the state level or the federal level or the local level, to, you know, to solve problems, not just go around and throw up your hands. And you know, I listened to the speeches of the various presidents during the 50th anniversary of signing of the Civil Rights Act. You know, it was in honor of Lyndon Johnson, and you know, and I wish everybody were able, you know, watched, especially Bill Clinton and Barack Obama both gave incredible speeches, but it was like, you know, we need to tackle these big problems. I mean, and we're not. We're stuck. And when you talk about ending poverty in Washington, they look at you like you're eccentric. But it's a problem. You know, I tell people on the issue of hunger. Hunger costs. Kids who go to school hungry don't learn. Senior citizens who take their pills on an empty stomach when they're instructed to take it with a meal end up in an emergency room. Kids who don't eat regularly get a common cold, they end up in hospitals. We all pay for that. There's a cost to that. So, you know, doing nothing and tolerating the status quo is very expensive. I'd rather invest a little bit and solve the problem, which is good for the people of this country, but also good for our economy in the long run.
Now, we only got 2 minutes, but I wanted to ask you this. If everybody who believed in what you are saying were energized enough to vote, to turn out, would the Democrats ever lose an election?
I don't believe we would, quite frankly, and that's the challenge. Even amongst our own base, you have people who are wondering whether it's worth, you know, getting into their car and driving to the polling places and vote. And I think that's sad and that's problematic, and that really is a reflection on kind of the leadership. I mean, we need to do a better job of not only educating people but inspiring people. And I think people, at least the people I talk to, and this is not just, you know, audiences of Democrats, but even Republicans. I speak to business groups about, you know, the importance of ending hunger. You see people nodding their heads affirmatively. I mean, they want to do it, but they want someone to tell them how to do it. They want to know that whatever we're going to do is really going to end it. You know, that we're serious about it. And so I think there is a moment, and I hope the president, you know, exploits this moment even more, to talk about big issues and to be bold and not to be timid and to, you know, to say, you know, we're all here to solve problems. And, and maybe that can create a climate where we might be able to get more done, even with this Republican Congress.
Well, Jim McGovern, it is always with great gratitude that we have here at WAMC for your coming on and being with us and being as, you know, thoughtful, which is what
I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, thank you so much for doing it, and we'll see you the next round. Thanks again.
We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All the best.